He was feeling well satisfied with himself, therefore, as he walked to the pond, where his men were waiting for him, and quite in the mood for a little pleasant talk with Mr. Gillingham and his friend Mr. Beverley. He gave them a cheerful good afternoon, and added with a smile, "Coming to help us?"
"You don't really want us," said Antony, smiling back at him. "You can come if you like."
Antony gave a little shudder.
"You can tell me afterwards what you find," he said.
"By the way," he added, "I hope the landlord at the George gave me a good character." The inspector looked at him quickly.
"Now how on earth do you know anything about that?"
Antony bowed to him gravely.
"Because I guessed that you were a very efficient member of the force."
The inspector laughed.
"Well, you came out all right, Mr. Gillingham. You got a clean bill. But I had to make certain about you."
"Of course you did. Well, I wish you luck. But I don't think you'll find much at the pond. It's rather out of the way, isn't it, for anybody running away?"
"That's just what I told Mr. Cayley when he called my attention to the pond. However, we shan't do any harm by looking. It's the unexpected that's the most likely in this sort of case."
"You're quite right, Inspector. Well, we mustn't keep you. Good afternoon." And Antony smiled pleasantly at him.
"Good afternoon, sir."
"Good afternoon," said Bill.